With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel has agreed to daily humanitarian pauses in its assault on Hamas in northern Gaza.
We understand that Israel will begin to implement four-hour pauses in areas of northern Gaza each day, with an announcement to be made 3 hours beforehand. Now, we've been told by the Israelis that there will be no military operations in these areas over the duration of the pause.
President Biden says he asked the Israelis for a pause of at least 3 days during negotiations over the release of hostages held by Hamas. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he won't seek re-election in 2024, giving Republicans a prime opportunity to gain a seat in the heavily GOP state. The 76-year-old Manchin said Thursday he made the decision after months of deliberation and long conversations with his family. Manchin's decision to retire marks the end of an era for West Virginia and severely hampers Democratic hopes of holding on to the coal country seat. Five GOP candidates went at it in Miami yesterday, trying to show why they would make a great choice for president in 2024. The central question coming out of the third GOP debate is, did any candidate do enough to catch the front runner?
Former President Trump remains far ahead in the polls, leading his Republican rivals by double digits. The previous two debates, which Trump skipped, didn't alter the candidate's standing much. And now we'll see if anyone makes a move following the debate here in Miami as either a serious challenger to Trump or a clear alternative.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting from Miami. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis picked up the support of another GOP governor, Iowa's Kim Reynolds. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 220 points. This is SRN News. International Christian Concern is out with its 2023 list of the world's worst persecutors.
The report includes 10 oppressive countries, 6 entities, and 5 individuals. The countries include North Korea, Iran, India, Azerbaijan, and the entities are groups like the Fulani of Nigeria, Al-Shabaab, and the individuals include President Erdogan of Turkey, Xi Jinping of China, and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. The ICC says the list is an effort to shed light on what our persecuted brothers and sisters experience in the dark and what they endure to live out the faith they have chosen. I'm Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Concerned Women for America is plotting state efforts to protect female athletes from sex discrimination. Since 2020, 23 states have enacted laws to protect female athletes from unfair competition in sports designated for women and girls. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks fell on Wall Street as the pressure cranked higher from the bond market again. The S&P 500 lost 0.8%. Stocks have been higher earlier in the day, but the market quickly sagged under the weight of rising bond yields. Yields rose after the government announced the results of a sale of 30-year Treasury bonds. They went even higher after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the Fed will not hesitate to raise interest rates again if it feels that inflation is not under control. The Dow was down 220 points, closing at 33,891. The NASDAQ lost 129 to 13,521. The S&P 500 dropped 35 points to 4,347. New York oil rose 41 cents to $75.74 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.